Hello everyone and welcome to the October Monthly Contest Recording. It's time to kick off AGWL Season 3 with a bang, and sadly, this wasn't so much, banging. Yeah, let's get started. Yumi. I'm just not very inspired by this in any way, shape, or form. Part of the dangers with the Anything Goes format is you kinda have to choose wisely. And this is just an unwise choice. The fact of the matter is that if I wanted to read an assignment, I would have probably asked to read an assignment, but I didn't. As for the writing itself, there are some lingering typos. Whether or not that comes from the use of Ditto's attack, I'm not sure, but the point just remains. This piece didn't grab me. Although, you know, who doesn't like Crimson Showers? So, there was potential, but the formatting and the style choice, not very engaging. Definitely not really what I was hoping for. Scrolling through the word file. TLM. You always have a way with words, and, you know, thus far, you are kind of on top of the poetry bar for this round. But I really just have to ask, what the fuck is up with the formatting? To me, it's just distracting and doesn't add anything to the piece. Also, I find the told them, tell me bits a bit damaging to the flow. Perhaps it's not even those lines, but, you know, the fact that you have these narrative bits set apart by a lack of an indent, and I just don't grab a lot from them. Every other line has some sort of strange indenting scheme going down, and I feel like those ones that are left alone kind of stand out. They pop out because they're unique. But there really doesn't seem to be a point for said emphasis. I just kind of feel like they're there, and there isn't so much of a point to them. More scrolling. Sherisane, or however the hell you say that. I know I've been over this before. Whatever. Anyway. This was a decent piece. A few typo issues here and there, but at least you brought me a complete story that was somewhat entertaining. My biggest issue with this is the backstory wasn't all that clear, which is sad because you went into it a lot. Still, the cutesy faction names and gods and haphazardly dropped history didn't really add anything for me. It just made me go, oh, crap. The action was also, quite frankly, mediocre. For such a grim setting, I would have hoped for a little bit more grit, but I guess I just can't win them all. On the plus side, this was a well-written piece with a tint of Halloween magic, which is a total plus, given that we just got through the Halloween season. Solar. I understand the frustration of the event here, but my biggest issue with your piece is how beyond detached you seem from the event. You're telling me what happened. You're telling me your feelings, but you're telling them from the sidelines. And the only feeling of actual anger I see woven into the piece is when you use the word fucked, and that was it. You brought grit with your words, and you know I like grit. I've already said it like 3 times in this recording, but it didn't capture the moment for me. I think you have to work on that a bit to improve your shiz. Yeah, that's right. I said shiz. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Dreamy. This is when I kind of have to go through my spiel about how I really feel that people are just getting out of practice now that GDW is over. This had something going for it somewhere, but it just didn't rise above the surface of expected. It was blunt, and that's not such a bad thing, but once again, I have a piece potentially broiling in the heat of emotion, and I find things coming up just short. In this case, I found some of your lines a bit awkward, too. It's not bad. Your piece is okay. It just didn't blow me away. Here's a new name, which I'm almost assured to fuck up. Let's try Sivian Ignis. Maybe? Whatever. Anyway, you asked me to look at your piece, so this is how I roll into it. I essentially do recordings. This is how it works. So, I hope you enjoy it. There are 3 things in particular that I noticed when I read this. First, you have spelling errors. Now, I can tell you right away, that if you send something in that hasn't been thoroughly spell checked, the first thing an editor is going to think is, dear God, this person was lazy. Absolutely make sure you check for spelling errors. Just absolutely crucial. Second, your use of commas in many places is just wrong. You can't use a comma to splice together two complete sentences. It doesn't work like that. And even in the first few paragraphs, they just come out like mad crazy. Third, and somewhat a continuation of the second point, is that you need to hone in your punctuation use. You have possessives and contractions that are missing apostrophes, for example. You also have just plain wrong words thrown in every now and then, too. And before that urge to say, well, Wing is an American and just doesn't know the Brit spelling of shit, it comes into your mind, I'm not talking about those words at all. I'm talking about that's, men's, recognition, permanent, etc. I lied. There's actually a fourth thing. A lot of these punctuation issues, I feel, stem from the fact that you're trying to cram an awful lot into one sentence. Don't be afraid to break it up. I know there's that inbred urge not to sound like a four-year-old, and you certainly don't need to go that far, but honestly, some of your sentences left me downright winded. Now, those are the improvement points I have for you thus far. So what I suggest is that you continue to enter pieces to hone your skills. And instead of sending them through PMs, feel free to post them in the thread. There are a lot of people around who are willing to help you do additional edits and do far more thorough things than what I do. Usually when I read a piece, I comment on, you know, essentially vague issues or broad issues, I guess is more appropriate. Like, okay, let's spell check. Or, you have comma issues. Why don't you look into that? There are certainly others around who will line by line edit your stuff. But quite frankly, I personally don't find that all that useful. In my opinion, it's much better to present it in this way because it kind of forces you to go back and learn it yourself as opposed to getting it crammed down your throat by someone else. At least that's my thoughts on the matter. And plus, I'm a busy person and I have a thesis to write. But, you know, whatever. Who cares about that? Anyway, I'm not done. I have to scroll back up because Utora submitted an entry too. I almost killed the recording there and then I forgot, but I remembered. So we're all good. But now I have to scroll through this huge ass entry. Utora, the beginning was a bit slow for me and there were a few punctuation issues, but aside from that, this one just takes the cake. Hence why you're last in this recording. Entertaining, gritty, developed, there isn't really a whole lot else for me to say, except nicely done, and maybe I'll even use the word praise. This was great. Yeah, the beginning was a little bit slow for me. I find that you used the word being quite a bit in that opener, and maybe you want to go back and change that, because that kind of leaves things slightly uninteresting. You also have, you know, the whole punctuation things with setting more clausal things, kind of as their own sentences when they should be attached, whatever. The point is, this was great. It was nice and developed. You told me a story that was interesting and entertaining, and that's kind of what I wanted to see. So congratulations, you have won this round. Also, as long as I'm rambling like an idiot, congrats to IB Athena for conquering PK's contest. It looks like, hopefully, if people stay involved, season 3 is already set to be quite interesting. And with that said, get the hell off my audio file, you god damn hippies.